Let's take something that's had quite a lot of space in the newspapers lately. That's heart transplants, kidney transplants. You know, when is a man dead? When is he alive? Don't all answer at once. This is the sort of thing that's been occupying science fiction writers for a long time, but no one ever took it as of any relevance. And now certain sections of the medical profession are climbing up the wall because they suddenly realise this question of when is a man alive, when is a man dead, who does his body really belong to if it's in somebody else's. These are urgent and vital problems, and they haven't thought about it. And it's now pretty late to be thinking about it. All right. In illustration of this, let me just run over some of the items that we have today. In fact, I'll run over all the items here. We've got Professor Willis McNally of the California State College, who is concerned actively with the teaching of science fiction, and in particular, I understand he's going to speak on how more and more the science fiction story is merging with the mainstream. It's no longer a very separate specialized field. It is now more and more of a mainstream subject. Now, some people will think this is perhaps not a good idea. This depends on your personal predilections. Skipping the films, which you see for yourselves, we have late night poetry. I would remind everyone here, we've got Edward Lucy Smith, who has been at our conventions before and is well known for his interest in science fiction poetry and the books he's got together on this. He will be here tonight with some other poets. Anyone who's got any, he's not here right at the moment, I don't think, anyone who's got any queries on this, I would suggest you contact John Brunner over there, who will answer any questions they may have. This promises to be a very interesting event, so 11 o'clock right here, late night poetry. Okay, we go over to Saturday, 10 a.m. Can I say that again? 10 a.m.
Or thereabouts.
No, 10 a.m. Because I'll tell you what, Gordon Lansbury is coming. Now, Gordon Lansbury is better known as the guy who's closing down Heathrow Airport. You know, when you close down an airport, you have to run to a fairly strict schedule. And I had a brief little note the other day from Gordon. It was one line, said, "See you there, 10 prompt." Along with the reason Gordon, not all of you may know Gordon, but the reason he's coming is that there's hardly anyone in the publishing business who really knows more about what was happening in the 40s and 50s in science fiction publishing. Ken Bulmer is going to moderate this panel. Diane Lloyd should be here from Corgi. I think John Booth from Panther. And I hope Don Walheim, who's here, Ace Books. Then at 11 o'clock, Kit Pedler. What we've got here is a Kit Pedler chairs a panel on the need for a scientific ombudsman. And what is actually happening? We've got Kit Pedler, well known as the author of Doomwatch, who is in fact, he's really and very, very genuinely, intensely interested in these questions, you know, the need for some sort of control over the horrors that various people are hatching. And with him will be Harvey Matusov, the founder of the Society for the Abolition of Data Processing. He's got a nice little collection of horror stories. Makes rather a nice team. At 2 o'clock, Dr. John Clark, Department of Psychology, University of Manchester, A Map of Inner Space, and this is a scientific theory of mysticism. Now, I don't know what the theory is, but I think it should be of some interest. We've tried to balance the events here between what is hardline science and those aspects of science fiction more concerned with the mind or with the arts, because you can't have one without the other. All your monstrosities, all your horrors come about when you get too much concentration on inner space only, or too much concentration on machines, bombs, and so forth. What you're after is the balance, the proper, responsible balance. 3 o'clock, our guest of honour, whom we're very proud to have as a guest of honour, James Blish, will be speaking. Sponsored by Faber and Faber, who are, as you probably know, his publishers over here. And then Dr. Chris Evans and Perry Chapdelaine, whom we're very glad to welcome here, just over from the States, speaking on computers for the demonstration. 4:30, Peter Weston, editor of Speculation, is chairing a panel on science fiction writing. Be a little cautious here. I will say that sometime tomorrow afternoon I am expecting a well-known science fiction figure. I don't know when he's coming, so that's all I'll say. But we might have to shove something into that program there somewhere, which would be of interest to you. 8 o'clock, We have the famous fancy dress ball. I hope you all brought your death rays. And probably about 9 o'clock on that, we will be having, sometime after 8, at all events, we'll be having the fashion parade of the future, which I'm told I must not call a fashion parade of the future, because I'm living in the past. It's fashion event of the future. And that has been done by a team of ladies from our Croydon College of Art Dress Design section. And that, I think, should prove interesting. At 11 o'clock, we have the all-night film show. Ryan, would you like to have a word on the contents of the film show?
We might be getting some more later on. It's...
Speak up.
Thing from Another World, based on John W. Campbell's story. Night of the Eagle, based on Conjure Wife by Fritz Lieber. Tales of Terror, this is just some short stories of Edgar Allan Poe strung together as a film.
Directed by Roger Corman, bro.
Directed by Roger Corman. I was going to say that. And the cartoons, which, well, they might come later on, but as yet we haven't got them. Topper, we're going to show this in a few minutes, but we'll show it again tomorrow night, because I won't be able to see it now, and I want to see it tomorrow night.
On the subject of films, I'd like to add, we have here two extremely interesting films on the scientific side. One of them, again, we're grateful to Perry Chaplain for bringing it over. It was made at Massachusetts Institute. I think there's only two in America, and we've got one of them. The other one, this deals with computers and art forms, and the other one, which is in this country, but again, there's only about two copies. We got it from McGraw-Hill. It's called Symmetry, and it deals with mathematical and visual aspects of symmetry. Those will probably be shown, I imagine, tomorrow afternoon when Chris Evans and Perry are speaking on computers and their influence on life generally. It's, they will be dealing with the good aspects of computers. Actually, it's a pity we couldn't have had the two panels. Either end of the room might have been rather interesting. Going over to Sunday, we have the BSFA annual general meeting, which is strictly for BSFA addicts. I think that should be an interesting meeting. 11:30, Hardline again, teaching systems present and future. Image and tape presentation by PJ Hills of the, it's got down here, Institute of University of Surrey, which is correct. Actually, there's a subdepartment, special group called the Institute of Educational Psychology, and they are concerned with new methods of, you know, developing new methods of teaching and making better known. There are a lot of teaching methods in this country, but they're not terribly well known, you know, and they're making those more better known, and they're doing research on new methods. 2 o'clock, very interesting item, Keith Albarn. Whenever I say Keith Albarn, I have to say, best known as Britain's leading designer of fun palaces, and the poor man's awfully tired of being referred to as a designer of fun palaces because he does a lot of other things, but just to get the identification. On Spaceship Earth, I understand there'll be a film. I've left this open to him. This is strictly, I said to him, normally when you're doing something we try and bring it down from the clouds and make it more concrete, but in this case we've asked him to really let himself go and do a blue sky project. So that's at 2 o'clock. Now, 3 o'clock, we have, again, a first here, a science fiction first, I think. Raymond Fletcher, MP. The reason Mr. Fletcher is speaking is that he works very closely with Wedgwood Benn, you know, technology and all that. And very interesting man, Raymond Fletcher. And he's intensely concerned with the fact that the larger our organizations and bureaucracies and monopolies grow, the harder it becomes to get a new idea through to a government, so that you're forever getting these little mistakes that cost £2.5 million more than anybody thought of, or a roadway system which is going to wreck the entire country owing to the fact that somebody hadn't realised, you know, they hadn't read the right book. Now, it is, you might say, probably the... You could say it's the responsibility of the ministers and the prime ministers and the governments, etc., etc., to read up science fiction and to find out what's happening. Well, it may be their responsibility, but they're not doing it. And Mr. Fletcher, as well as many others of us, are extremely interested in getting governments to break out of this vicious circle and see what is actually happening, what the real possibilities are. Don't forget, we live now in an age which is either going to go up or down very sharply. You know, we could blow ourselves all up very quickly, or on the other hand, and this is often forgotten, we could be on the eve of an era of tremendous expansion tremendous expansion. Mostly, don't forget, you're dealing with the press and the television and the radio, and they've got an vested interest in bad news. I'm not knocking them, but you know, if you publish good news for a week, you go broke. I mean, somebody is actually putting out a little magazine. I had it the other day. It's called Good News. It must be insane. It must be insane. Because, strictly speaking, you've got the art of the newspaper and the art of the television is to keep people constantly worried. You know, you get a man, he's a harmless chap, you know, he breeds tomatoes. You say, Mr. Smith, isn't it possible that tomato breeding may have very dangerous byproducts, you know? You get everyone worried. We're all worried. Somehow, you've got to get past this one. You've got to get past this one. All right, 3:30, we have our auction. What have we got, Graham? I have no idea.
It's mainly artwork we got from Mike Moorcock from New Worlds. There's a lot of covers of New Worlds. Some manuscripts that authors have sent in from there. So if there's anything you've liked in the past in New Worlds, you might get a chance to get an original.
Good, there's your chance. Now, 4:15, we've got two events simultaneously. We have the Tolkien Society. This must be one of the first.
It's about the second or third meeting, but anybody can come along.
No, it's open. Yes. Yeah, this is open to anyone to come along. The Tolkien Society, all the Lord of the Rings fans are welcome to come along, and that will be in the foyer.
Ken Baum has written an article panning Tolkien for his new magazine, Sword and Sorcerer. I want to get him to read this out, and then we can sort of hit him. He's written an article panning Tolkien. He wants a pro-Tolkien article to go in the same magazine. If we can get him to read this article out, perhaps we'll get answers at this, you know, at the time he wants.
That's at 4:15 in the foyer. At the same time, in the main body of the hall, Tom Morgan, who is an Australian Scientologist working for the London Org, is going to speak here. It's a rather interesting coincidence, actually. I think it must be quite a few years ago now, I don't know, 10, 12 years ago. Ron Hubbard himself spoke here, although he wasn't speaking about Scientology, he was speaking about science fiction, you know, science fiction writing generally. I think it's the first time we've been back here since, and it's interesting that we have Scientologists also speaking here. Now, 5:00, a very interesting item indeed, a panel chaired or moderated by John Brunner, and there are speakers coming, I understand, from the London School of Economics and one or two other similar areas. I think David Dixon, British Society, Social Responsibility for Science. The subject, which was chosen by John, a very good one, progress, quote, progress as a self-defeating spiral, question mark, close quote. Very interesting. Right at this time, you're beginning to hear these little murmurs, these little waves lapping. People are beginning to say, well, instead of going bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and better, you know, wouldn't it be interesting if we went smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller? I mean, this hasn't really penetrated yet. You know, if you tell anyone on the high level of a governmental level or the head of the Confederation of British Industry about this, I know he'll think you're mad. But it'll be interesting to come back in a year's time and see if this little wave hasn't perhaps got a little bit bigger. Anyway, I think that will be an extremely interesting item. It is followed, there's supper break, and then at 8:00 we've got both the Dockware and the BSFA Awards. We've got that, 8:00, on the Sunday night, we've got the Dockware and the BSFA Awards. One other item I would like to mention, which I think is again a first, is that the Portal Gallery in Grafton Street in the West End, simultaneously with this convention, although they're closed over the Easter, are giving what, as far as we know, is the West End's first official exhibition of science fiction paintings. And we've got David Hardy and Eddie Jones and a number of others exhibiting there. Very interesting this. I feel that we're just beginning to reach the time when science fiction is doing a sort of McLuhanism. It's really starting to spill over into other areas, and this is one area in which we have scored a first. The art show, apart from the portal, of course, we have our own art show, as we always have, and on this occasion, it is at the exact opposite from here. You have to walk and walk, and we'll issue you extra shoes if you don't. You just keep on walking, and you'll come to a room at the far end where the art show is. The lady in charge is Margaret Goodfellow. Is she here by any chance? No, she's probably still painting. Anyway, Margaret Goodfellow is the lady to ask for on all the matters concerning the art exhibition. We'll probably be showing Saturday night and Sunday, incidentally, the designs for the dresses that we'll be seeing on the Saturday night, you know, the fashion events of the future. I understand the girls are bringing along the designs, so they'll probably be shown along with the artworks.
Any points, Bill?
Continue registration after this, George, while the film is on, if anybody hasn't registered.
Yes, we're following this introduction via film, and if there's anyone who has not yet registered, over yonder, Mr. Burns and Mr. Bram can look after them. You've got anything else to say? We can go on with the film then, I presume.